councillors and members of the staff. As the presiding officer, I declare the 2019/20 annual general meeting of electors on the 29th of April 2021 open at 5:30 p.m. Can we please all stand?
Want to acknowledge.
First of all, I'd just like to acknowledge the Freeman of the Town, Arnold Carter. Welcome, Arnold. Good to see you again. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge the Garrayatta people, the traditional custodians of the land that we stand in meeting, and recognise their strength, resilience, and pay our respects to their elders past, present, and emerging. Thank you. Item three, recording of attendance. The audio of this meeting is being recorded to facilitate community participation and for minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. My name is Peter Carter, and I am the presiding officer of this annual general meeting of electors. I will conduct this meeting in accordance with the town's standing orders, copies of which are available upon request. Members entitled to one vote. Only elected members of the town are entitled to vote at this meeting. Any decision made on tonight's meeting will be considered at the next ordinary council meeting on the 26th of May 2021. I would also ask all elected members who wish to speak to state their name and address before the meeting. In accordance with section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Standing Orders Local Law 2014, members of the public are not permitted to use any visual or any audio, electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission to do so by the presiding member. Members of the public are also reminded, in accordance with section 6117-4, of the standing orders, mobile phones must be switched off and not being used during the meeting. 3.1 attendance. I know that the following councillors are present and attendance will be listed in the minutes. It is noted that this meeting of electors is taking place later than normal. The timing of the AGM is determined by the finalisation of the audit and finance statements. The change to the audit process, hereby the Office of the Auditor General, has now been finalised audit signed off, result in the delay. 3.2, attendance by telephone, entertainers communications. There is no councillor attending by telephone or using entertainers communications. 3.3, apologies. Councillor Warren McDonagh is in apologies, and also
Councillor Coles
is an apologies.
Councillor Cumming
is apologies.
Councillor Gillingham.
And Councillor Gillingham is an apologies. Is there any more apologies?
We have a leave of absence.
There's a 3.4, approval of absence. Councillor Barthler, who's currently on approval of leave of absence. 3.5, disclosure of interest. Are there any disclosure of interest? Councillors? There is none. Item 4, annual report. We have a recommendation before us that the Town of Port Hedland Annual General Meeting of Electors receive the Presiding Member's Report, the Chief Executive Office Report, and Annual Report for the 2019/20 financial year. It is with pleasure that we present the Town's Annual Report for 2019/20. Hedland is forging ahead with some significant environmental development opportunities, which can be built upon thanks to the town's financial management, discipline, and our focus on growing stronger relationships, providing effectiveness, and increasing our community concentration. We are strategically positioned in the future of the growth of the world's largest export tonnage export, and we must remind ourselves of the potential and the abundance that we have right here on our doorstep. As a town, we seem to coordinate approach across three levels of government in planning our future direction. Since my election to council, I've been working to strengthen our relationship with state and federal government to ensure our voices are heard, tackling real issues impacting on our community, compassion and change when necessary. We will always remain at the forefront, and there's been extensive change in leadership over the past 12 months, which has provided fresh opportunities to review our strategic direction in the past reflects these changes that we look forward to consolidate internal process, the way we do our business with our community. Our new organisation direction is demonstrating this and providing accountability and real development outcomes as a focus on addressing and solving the real issues facing Headland. Effectiveness, fiscal management, improving efficiencies, innovation and solid leadership are essential as we return to our core business for the community. We need structure, sustainability and new ways of doing business, and of course the community that is engaged, informed and entirely connected. My priorities for Headland are to maintain a fair, accountable rating strategies, invest in the town's core infrastructure, assets, and foster a vibrant and livable community and strong partnerships. Being the Mayor of Port Headland is about being part of the great team that is working hard and totally committed. The success of the past year would not be possible without the support of the previous Commissioner, the Town Executive Officer, executive team, employees, the community, and of course the volunteers who have contributed every day to combine success in the 2019-20. The recommendation is that the town collect the Headland Annual Report General Meeting of Electors, receive the presiding members' report, chief executive officer report, and the annual report of the 2019-20 fiscal year.
That one first.
Okay. Are there any electors who wish to speak and raise any questions in relation to the annual report? Okay. Can I have a mover, please?
Yep.
Councillor Ankovic and the seconder. Councillor Zilke, thank you. All those in favour, show of hands.
From everyone, including the electors?
Yep. Any against? Motion is carried. 5-0. Item 5, response to previous questions. 5.1, response to questions taken on notice at the annual general meeting of electors held on the 19th of December 2019. Response to question taken on notice at the annual general meeting of electors held on 19th of December 2019 are printed in the agenda with written responses were sent out to elected Arnold Carter on the 23rd of January 2020. Item 6, confirmation of minutes of a previous meeting. 6.1, confirmation of minutes of the annual general meeting of elected held on the 19th of December 2019. We have a recommendation before us that confirm the minutes of the annual general meeting of electors held on Thursday, the 19th of December 2019, a true and a correct record. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Zilke, thank you. May I have a seconder? Councillor Turner, thank you. Any letters left to speak on the motion? All those in favour, show hands. Motion's carried. 5-0. Item 7, general business. There are no other set items on the general business. Are there any further questions or statements from electors? Yes, Arnold Carter, will you please come forward, state your name and address, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Arnold Carter, 47 Law Street, Port Hedland. Yes, I have read the report, I have read the audit report. There are a few concerns that I'd like to bring to the attention for the council to have a look at and have a little cruise on them, because I think they're very important for the futuristic financial situation that Port Hedland is at the moment. It amazes me when I look at the reserve account and see what's in there, but also several things in there worry me a little bit at the same time, but I'll bring them up in my general discussion. First of all, I would like to express my grave concern regarding the lateness in which you make available your audit report. I think it's quite ludicrous that an audit report in April, which was for last June, which is almost 12 months away, is not available and was not available for the council, not that the council passed it 3 weeks ago, for the public till last Friday. That was only after pleading and getting people to help to get it. That is ludicrous. I go through that document. If you think I go through that document in a week, there is no chance. There's so much information, so much audit report which varies, completely varies from your budget. It's not right. And also, I might mention, councillors, that audit report cost you $75,000. So I think if you can pay $75,000 for that, I think it should be available not only for my perusal, but for your perusal as a councillor, passing to the ratepayers for their comment. I think that was the most important thing that I had that delayed me in doing the analysis. Once again, following up from your comments regarding the minutes of the last meeting, I would still again like to ask information regarding the swimming pools. Please have details of the recreation expenditure of $21 million, your budget, against a budget of $17 million for both swimming pools. I might have a breakdown of those two expenses. Not worried about the $17 million, but the average expenditure of $4 million, I'd like to have a look at. Thank you. I can find no trace of income received or expenditure in sight, or sight and expenditure. And yet in the reserves, we've got $18,000 sitting in reserves. And I know that there's quite a lot of area up in Pinningville that was damaged by Cyclone Veronica, has still not been repaired. The entrance to some of the building up to the beach up there is impossible. So I can't understand how you have $18,000 in reserves and still have that amount of cyclone damage. But what worried me most of all is that during the year, I occasionally struck these expenses all the time, because I do go through the expenses, and they always told me that they hadn't finished the project. Surely somewhere in this audit report, it's got to be, has been in the past, identification of cyclone money received, both federal, state, and everything, and the expenditure of it, there is none. I've looked through it, the cyclone word does not exist in the audit report. So I would like a break now, please. Now we come to the best of the lot. Rate revenue was most interesting. Gross total revenue in your audit report, $85,884 million, including $67,149 from mining companies, which according to the audit report incurred an amount of $34,278,000 of old debt. I'd like to know what that means. And a net income of $53,700,000. The amazing part about that was the amount of money that there was a list of all the people that received grassroots rates. That amounted to over $35 million, but I could not find anywhere in the report where that figure came from. It was just in his audit report when he stated the amount of money and the deferred amount of money that you got, it's all on his rate income. The next one is going through your tenders. I noticed a couple of times during the year that there was a lot of tenders that were over expenditure. One I saw for cleaning, for instance, was $100 million over 3 years, more than the second lowest tender. Now that I can't understand, but what gets me beat, and I did ask the question once, why is it that when you're doing your summaries of the assessments of the tenders, why is the price taken into consideration? It's not in your component. I check your component, everyone, it's not in there. Surely the price must come in there somewhere. All tenders that I've looked at certainly have a price in them. But then the component in the declaration, people make the recommendation to council, it does not include it. I'd like to know why it isn't. Now we come to a good one. Why and who decided to remove all the bougainvilleas out of the centre of Anderson Street, outside the police station? There was a tender call for the grass planting to the west end, and what was the tender price? I'm in full view of trying to make the west end look a bit bigger, but some of the damage to the trees, the shrubs, and the greenery, which we've had for a long, long time, have all been ripped up. I haven't seen the finished product yet, but it appears that they will be stone. If the stone goes down there, that is a retrograde report that they're trying to build up the west end. And my next question is, who's going to pay for the water? With the water cost on the west end, as far as you've been done at the present moment, of replacing the grass, that's great. But the cost to maintain it should be right. I can remember 10 years ago, BHP done the whole of the west end, done trees, shrubs, everything, and it was brilliant until somebody forgot to turn the water off. And within 3 or 4 months, it was all there. So let's hope to say that the reticulation and everything you put down there now, the grass looks great, but let's see if it's going to pay for it. Details, what worries me a bit in the last 6 or 7 months after watching most of your documents, could I please have the details of the 10 documents to value, not necessarily the exact one, is, but the value for the last financial year? Because what worries me a bit about that, who passes and verifies the value of progressive payments? I see progressive payments going through every month. I've always said, I'm worried, who authorises these? Have you a financial manager do it? Do you have an engineering do it? So they build these things up to date. Because some of those progressive payments, believe me, are very, very big. And I don't know where the proportion of that comes from. That's why I'd like to know the value of the contracts you've led through in the year. And finally, but not lastly, is the architectural designs recently.
Maps with quite
expenditure of 5 hubs. Very brilliantly put out, but I'd like to know what your architectural design costs were for those 5 hangs, because I imagine that would be well and truly into your millions. I'd like to get the cost of that. Now, 3 other ones that I'd like to pass on to you, and this one before I don't know what you can do. What is the future of Maya Maya? I see in your audit report you've been exonerated from the waste out there and also with sewage. What are people supposed to do with Maya Maya now? That would be a good question. And secondly, I hope it was addressed very briefly this morning, because I did hear the report, what are you going to do with Stephen Street? I heard the report this morning that was said, and I was amazed when it said or heard it stated that you're not going to do anything with it for 3.5 years. Is that correct? If it is correct, why aren't we putting something in the state government? Because the land would better go back to the state government, surely. That responsibility there is not yours. once you've got really in the document, and think of one moment you've lived that there for 3.5 years, for someone now agrees, I don't know where the 3.5 years they come from, but that was an absolute disgrace when I did that. So then the councillors just about summed it up for the day. It's not new. Reminded, there was a lot of other ones that I'd done up for the financials, but with your concurrence, I'd like to send them in to the council who I think at this stage
to
replace figures which I don't know anything about.
Happy to invite anybody else to come in and chat too.
Yeah, thank you, Arnold. I'll take all those on notice for you. I'm happy for you to come in and talk to our executive team about some of the issues as well. Okay? Yep. Thank you, Arnold.
Thank you.
Okay, item 8, closure. Through
the chair, may I ask you a question?
Yes, sure.
Thank you. For general business, may I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Do you need my microphone?
Yes,
your...
please.
Yeah, thank you for that, and welcome everybody. That's good. Sorry we don't have any more people coming to tonight. I did have a contact from a member of a family from South Haven who said they had a problem with the terrible smell coming from the Kevin Scott Oval, and I'm wondering if I can ask of this now. They were having a meal at the South Haven Bowling Club last night, and the watering of the oval, the stench from the watering was just overpowering and just took over the whole area. I know we used to have this in Cook Point, where I live, this Cook Point. I'm wondering what's happening with the water board at the moment. With that, I thought that all these problems with the smell from the reticulating all of the
I
know you just maybe take it on notice, but it is obviously a problem,
we'll find out.
And it sounded pretty bad last night. I wasn't there, but I passed that one. I have another question, if I may. Just talking about Stephen Street as we did last night, where will our future seniors, where are they going to be housed now that Stephen Street is no longer? And the remaining residents that have been now emergency housed, will those houses that they're in remain as senior housing, or what is the future for? There are many new senior people in town who've come to live with their families because of COVID from other states, and they're living with their families, but they are really entitled, I guess, their residents now to be on their own. And what could they do? What is the procedure? And I guess that has to be taken on notice.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. I'll take it on notice.
It is of a concern, yes.
So,
thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you. Okay, item 8, closure. Bring in no further business. I declare the meeting closed at 5:53 p.m. Thank you, councillors. Thank you, electors and CEO, chief of staff, and all the staff and attending the Thrust AGM. Thank you, Arnold.